Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Over the years, citizens of Humboldt County have continued to discuss the possibilities of Humboldt Bay becoming part of the maritime container industry. I would hope that the Harbor Commission and others involved in the management of Humboldt Bay are paying attention to the changes that are taking place on the worldwide container scene. Will the changes improve our area's chances for consideration as a viable port, or will they close the door on the idea? I can't answer that question one way or the other. There are two major changes taking place. One is container ships are getting larger. For comparison purposes, many of the ships that you see in San Francisco Bay have a capacity of about 3,000 TEUs. One TEU is the equivalent of a 20-foot container. You have possibly seen pictures of the Emma Maersk, the largest container ship in the world. Launched in 2006, 1,302 feet in length, 184 feet wide, her capacity is 15,200 TEUs. She carries a crew of 13. World War II-era ships carried a crew of 30 to 40. She was the largest, but no more. Maersk Lines has ordered 20 of the new Triple E-class container ships being built in the Daewoo shipyards in South Korea. Triple E stands for Economy of Scale, Energy Efficient, and Environmentally Improved. Maersk has already taken delivery on seven of the ships and has placed them in service. Each of these ships is 1,306 feet in length, 190 feet wide, has a capacity of 18,270 TEUs, and carries a crew of 19. These vessels are too large for any port in the United States and will be used on trade routes such as the longer trips between Europe and Asia. The second major change coming up is the June 2015 opening of the enlarged Panama Canal. Presently, the canal is limited to container ships at 4,500 TEUs. In 2015, that will increase to 7,500 TEUs. With these two major events on the horizon, smaller ships, especially those retained for the old Panama Canal, will be freed, with the owners looking for new ways to fill them with cargo, or the ships will be taken out of service, which could force some of the smaller shipping companies into bankruptcy. World trade, although still growing, is not experiencing the rapid growth rate that it was 10 years ago. Profit margins in the industry are narrow, and any ship, no matter the size, is not efficient without a full cargo. How will these worldwide changes affect Humboldt Bay? I wish I knew. But I am of the opinion that there will be some type of impact. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.